USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is releasing its guidance for education leaders so they can safely reopen schools across the country. It offers a color-coded chart that divides schools reopening into four levels depending on level of community spread. Schools with lower-level community spreads are encouraged to consider reopening for full in-person learning. Schools in areas with high transmission can still consider reopening, but are encouraged to limit how they reopen and consider multiple safety strategies. New York Democratic senators want Governor Andrew Cuomo to lose his coronavirus-related powers. This follows a New York Post report accusing Cuomo's administration of deliberately not releasing the number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths for fear the feds would use the numbers against him. Cuomo's aide saying on Thursday that he sent 9,000 infected patients into nursing homes. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorneys for former President Trump have wrapped up their case in Trump's second impeachment trial. Throughout the day, the attorneys argued Trump's speech at the rally ahead of the January 6th riot was protected under the First Amendment. Senators now have time to submit questions in the question and answer portion of the trial. In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American allies leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No NASCAR driver has ever won the Daytona 500 3 years in a row, but Denny Hamlin has a chance to be the first this Sunday. The green flag drops for the 63rd running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. Hamlin saying he can't wait for the race.
It's exciting. Anytime you can do something that no one else has done, it's always going to be, a big moment for you and probably the biggest, win thus far in my career. So I try not to get too far ahead of myself in the sense of, thinking about the result. Obviously, I know there's a lot of work to be done between now and then.
And as far as the competitors he'll be keeping an eye on, Hamlin tells Fox and Friends,
yeah, there's quite a few. I think my teammates are due for a good Daytona 500. We've had some difficult results over the last few years, so I always look at my teammates.
Three current or former Fox Corporation anchors are asking a court to dismiss a defamation lawsuit filed against them by voting machine company Smartmatic. Current host Maria Bartiromo and Judge Jeanine Pirro and former host Lou Dobbs filed separate motions to dismiss a lawsuit on constitutional grounds. They argued that their coverage of claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election are protected by the First Amendment. Fox also asking for the case to be dismissed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.